Hey, baby. I missed you. Oh, you know. Some coughing, sneezing, general all-over crappiness. How about you? I know it's only been, like, 30 minutes, but I don't want to be rude. I mean, you're the one taking care of me, after all. I don't want to inspire a Nurse Ratched situation or something. I think you underestimate my ability to annoy you. You sure you want to get so close? I don't want to get you sick. Okay, fair. And I guess all that kissing we did earlier kind of makes it a moot point, huh? But in my defense, you're, like, incredibly kissable. It's the only thing that explains it. Now? Other than lay here and feel sorry for myself? I don't know. I'm not sleepy. I'm probably gonna watch something. You wanna stay and watch with me? Just something mindless and fun. I don't really have the stamina for all that intellectual stuff at the moment. You know, like, plot or thinking. So, stay at your own risk, I guess. My hero. What are you doing, babe? Oh, you don't have to do that. Really, just having you here is enough. You don't have to rub my feet. But you... Also, shouldn't stop. God, your hands feel good. I'm pretty sure this is curing the common cold. Not really, but just go with it. Now, let me see what we're working with. Thank you. You know, you're being so sweet. It's making it hard for me to blame this on you. Of course I'm teasing, but... you're taking such good care of me. I don't even want to do that. And it's so unlike me. I guess I've never been pampered like this before. You know? When I get sick, I'm used to being left to my own devices. And this? I could get used to this. Well, just know I'm gonna be paying you back double the next time you get sick. Mark my words. Yeah, and I'll strap you down to the bed if that's what it takes for you to let me take care of you. Stubborn asshole. In a good way, usually. No. I don't get it. How is, like, There's thousands and thousands of movies to stream, and somehow I feel like I've watched like 90% of what's available, you know, that I actually want to watch. Right? It's like I've got 15 different fucking subscriptions. How is there nothing good on? I'm sick. You can't expect me to read. Look, I heard somewhere that reading while you're sick is actually really unhealthy. Like, the excess energy your body would use to fight off the virus is instead taken up by your cerebral cortex trying to process, you know, all of the big words. Of course I made that up, but look, you don't expect me to read actual studies when I'm sick, do you? I thought we just talked about how reading is bad and... Hey, no! No fair! You can't tickle me when I'm sick. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're right! I guess it's harder to stop teasing you than I thought. Your fault for being so cute. Look, it's the constitutional right of the sick person to put all the blame on the healthy. And the quicker you accept that, the better. Uncle! Fine, I'll stop teasing. If you massage my back. Deal? Yay! I mean, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Movies. Sorry. I'm just getting distracted by how good this feels. You're wonderful, baby. Thank you so much for staying home to take care of me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And I really hope I don't get you sick, too. I'm glad you think it's worth it, then. No, I've already seen it. Honestly, the trailer was the best part. Yeah, and they put all the best shots in it. So when you see the trailer, you're like, wow, this looks great. I can't wait to see what else they do. But the answer is nothing. Maybe I should just watch a Hallmark in Lifetime or something. What? I mean, okay, yes, they're corny trash, but... And that's why they're so good, you know? I love them because they're so cringy and stupid. It's like... No, that's not why I like you. Stop. It's more just... Okay, listen. It's like this. You ever have something that you love that you're like totally nostalgic for, even though, you know, it kind of objectively sucks? Like, grandma's weird recipe that you'd only have at Thanksgiving that didn't taste very good, but that you just can't help but love, you know? That kind of thing. Yeah. Well, these are like that. For me, at least. See, when I was little, my mom loved to watch these stupid movies. And I mean, at the time, I thought they were just the dumbest thing. And okay, they are. But damn if they don't take me right back. And I think, you know, especially when I'm sick, it's comforting, you know? Even if it is a little embarrassing. Honey, you don't want to know how many Christmas Prince movies I've watched. Well, that's why we work so well together. You can overlook my glaring flaws. Stop! Oh my God! I will have you know that my bad taste does not extend to the partner category, so shh. I'm sick. I have final say. Come on, we went over this. My throat's a little scratchy. Probably all that debating you're making me do. No. It was my fault. I provoked you with Christmas Princes. You couldn't be helped. How about you keep massaging the cold out of my muscles, because that's definitely how viruses work. And I'll pick an absolute trash masterpiece for the ages. Sound good? Well, that way I can relax my throat and you can, you know, enjoy a little culture for once. Not only the finest for my darling treasure, of course. How about, a boyfriend for Christmas. Now that's a classic. Yeah, she has Santa for a boyfriend? It's a whole thing. Well, duh, of course he does. It'd be pretty disappointing if a movie called A Boyfriend for Christmas was all about how you shouldn't ask Santa for a boyfriend because he doesn't exist. I mean... No, Santa is not a sex trafficker. Okay. I'll stop talking and start relaxing. As long as you don't stop rubbing my shoulders like that. I love you, baby. Thank you so much for this. And for agreeing to watch A Boyfriend for Christmas. Come on, I'm sick. You owe me.